Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 74. Some scattered showers possible overnight, partly cloudy with a low around 53. Some scattered showers into Wednesday, otherwise sunny with a high nearing 80. Then showers may continue into Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Showers and thunderstorms likely Thursday, otherwise sunny with a high of 77. South winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 36 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A Christian band on their tour stop in Topeka had their semi-truck stolen in the middle of their 20th anniversary tour. Topeka police helped recover Casting Crowns' semi-truck while they were playing at Topeka Performance Arts Center, according to the band's manager, Mike J. It was reported missing at 10:30 and was later found on I-70 around 11 p.m., and police have arrested a woman connected to the alleged theft. Jay also added that no members of the band were hurt, and they were able to make their next show in Illinois the next night. The Osage County Sheriff's Department has identified a man who died in a crash. 36-year-old Raul A. Reza Lawan of Hutchinson was not wearing his seatbelt as his car rolled over on South Shawnee Heights Road near Malvern. When deputies arrived, they found a 2020 Ram 1500 pickup truck that had lost control. Reza Lawan was pronounced dead at the scene.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train the skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
A bald eagle was rescued by Kansas Highway. A bald eagle was rescued by Kansas Highway Patrol's Troop C along Interstate 70. This happened in Ellsworth County near Exit 225 in the westbound lanes. It does have an injured wing, and the KHP says that they have taken it to a sanctuary where experts will work to mend the bald eagle's wing. A pedestrian was killed in a hit-and-run incident in an attempt to cross Interstate 435 after a different collision. The man was lying on the westbound side of the highway when officers arrived and they performed CPR, but he was declared dead after EMS arrived. He was struck by a semi-truck that continued driving after running him over, and police are asking for the public's assistance in identifying the driver of that semi-truck. And finally, a Eudora officer was almost trapped in a door when a vehicle fled from a traffic stop, but Douglas County Sheriff's Office was called to assist. This came after using tactical vehicle intervention. The driver of the car was also injured and taken into custody, a 21-year-old Lawrence man. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. $449 million have been allocated to Nebraska for transportation programs. The U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Highway Administration has announced that it's allocated all that money in the fiscal year for 2024 apportionments for 12 programs. The two programs receiving the most amount of money is the National Highway Performance Program with over $220 million and the Surface Transportation Block Grant with over $107 million. The $449 million is part of $61 billion as a part of President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. Hastings College will be hosting a solar eclipse viewing before the Broncos football game on Saturday, October 14th. The viewing will take place outside Lloyd Wilson Field from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Equipment such as a solar telescope, A small solar image projector called a sunspotter and a limited number of eclipse glasses will be available to safely observe the partial eclipse. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
It's truck season. It's the final weekend of the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. Trick or treat around the grounds in your spookiest costume. Join in some creepy contests and march in our death parade. 22 stages of entertainment, including live armored jousting. Come final weekend, October 14th and 15th. Tickets at kcrenfest.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Informational meetings regarding the sales tax proposal on the ballot for the Marshall County Jail Project are planned this evening at 7 at the Helvering Center in Marysville and Wednesday evening at 7 at the Waterville Community Center. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously last week to approve a notice of hearing for tax abatement for Landall Ventures for expansion of Landall Company operations adjacent to Shop 50 east of Marysville. A 10-year, 100% property tax abatement is being sought for a new 42,000-square-foot facility that would allow continued expansion of operations to accommodate increased demand. Challenges finding additional employees for second and third shift have forced Landall to focus on increased production with first shift. 28 new jobs could be created with additional equipment to add efficiency. The abatement will be considered at a public hearing October 28th at 10 a.m. Commissioners received a letter sent to a landowner in Oquito Township regarding the shared bridge between Marshall and Gage County, advising they will not be allowed to access property via the Nebraska side. Public Works will get an updated bid on the bridge replacement. Commissioners voted to transfer $1 million from the general fund to capital improvement and $115,000 from the general fund to risk management. Public Works advising that Limestone Road between 4th and 5th was closed Friday and will remain closed approximately 6 weeks for a bridge project. Washington County Economic Development Board met with Washington County Commissioners who are considering combining economic development and tourism boards. They're looking at creating a full-time position with the county. After discussion, no decision was made. John Bruna currently serves economic development, and Gloria Moore recently retired as tourism director. Viewing a bridge at Hanover that's being replaced with $1 million in state funding, that project remains $90,000 short. It was noted the county owns bridges in communities with less than 2,000 population. Nemahal County Commissioners voted unanimously to extend the moratorium on commercial wind projects at last week's meeting, and after discussion, unanimously approved the 2024 budget at 36.057 mills. During public forum at last week's Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting, several residents spoke with concerns regarding a proposed confined animal feeding operation near Liberty. Truck traffic on an Highland Grove Township road, groundwater contamination, potential odor, and impact on property values were mentioned. An October 18th public hearing on the matter is scheduled. Liberty residents have also picketed supervisors outside the courthouse prior to recent meetings. A stolen vehicle was recovered Thursday afternoon from a lake 8 miles south of Havensville in Pottawatomie County. A dive team was called in to assist. No one was discovered inside. The vehicle had been reported stolen out of Shawnee County, and the investigation continues. Sentencing last week for a Wymore man, 51-year-old James Bender, resulted in a 7-year prison term with 18-month supervised probation and revocation of his driver's license for 15 years. Facing several drug charges, previous offenses were noted by the judge in Gage County District Court. A combine and a train collided in northern Gage County Friday afternoon, resulting in a fatality. The combine operator, who remains to be identified, was struck by the Burlington Northern train at 110th and Apple Roads near Firth. Jack Ratliff Jr., age 71 of Beatty, passed away Saturday. Private family services will be held at a later date, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Jack Ratliff Jr. Michael D. McClary, age 67, of Overland Park, formerly of Vermilion, passed away Thursday. Memorial service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Vermilion Christian Church. Nernment at the Vermilion Cemetery. Popkiss Mortuary of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Michael McCleary. A reminder, Marysville Water Department will be shutting off water at 920 North 13th Street to repair a water meter pit beginning around 9 a.m. this morning. Water may be off several hours in the neighborhood of 920 North 13th Street. Please save some drinking water as needed. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed green salad, fruit cocktail, and cake. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, mac and cheese, Brussels sprouts, and bananas in pudding. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention parents, Marshall County Special Services Cooperative will be holding an early childhood screening Friday, October 13th at the Marysville Elementary School and Friday, October 20th at the Waterville Elementary School from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. If your child, age 3 to 5, is experiencing difficulties walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning, call 785-562-5308 to make an appointment. Screenings are conducted by qualified professionals and are absolutely free of charge. Give your child the best start in life. Schedule your appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. There will be a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Some showers are possible into Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. Then showers do become more likely into Wednesday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Showers are likely all day Thursday with some sunshine and our highs in the lower 70s and mid-80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers are likely into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Southwest winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. Still a chance for some rain on Friday, otherwise cloudy and breezy with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Some rain early Friday night, then mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting up to 45. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early October 73, record high on this date 93, the average low 47 and the record low 19. Sunrise this morning, 7:31. Sunset this evening at 6:58. It's 38 this hour, and that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 10th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
The Dodgers on the brink, and Riley saves the day. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The surging Diamondbacks pushed the Dodgers to the brink of elimination in Game 3 of the National League Division Series. The D-backs scored three times in the first. In the sixth, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. looked to pad the lead.
Swinging a ball, hitting the air to left, going back is Peralta. On the track, it is gone, a home run!
The call on ESPN Radio, the D-backs double up the Dodgers 4-2 to take a commanding 2-0 lead in the best-of-five series. The Braves were down 4-0 in Game 2 of their series with Philadelphia, held hitless by Phillies hurler Zach Wheeler. Then the wheels fell off. The Braves got one in the sixth, two in the seventh, and then in the eighth, Austin Riley at bat with two outs and a runner on third.
Swing and a high fly ball, left field. That one back towards the wall. That one is gone!
The call on ESPN Radio, the Bravos tied the series at a game apiece with the 5-4 win. Week 5 of the NFL closed out with the Raiders hosting the Packers. Vegas took a touchdown lead into the half, but were down 13-10 at the end of 3. First play in the fourth quarter.
Garoppolo's under center in I formation. Snap. Handoff. Jacobs. Stances. Goal. Forward. Touchdown, Raiders!
The call on KRLV. Josh Jacobs capping a 10-play, 75-yard drive with that scamper. Raiders over the Packers 17-13. Former Packers star Devontae Adams now with the Raiders on ESPN postgame.
It's a step in the right direction. The more you can get used to winning and keeping that and making that a part of your culture, it just helps set you up for, you know, so much down the road.
Game 3 of the American League Divisional Series in Minneapolis this afternoon. The Twins and Astros knotted at a game apiece. First pitch scheduled for 4:07 p.m. Eastern Time. Up 2-0 in the other AL Series, the Rangers look to end Baltimore's season in Arlington, Texas tonight and advance to the League Championship Series. First pitch a little after 8 p.m. Eastern. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY, following sports each evening at around 5:20, as we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on KNDY. Scores and updates, game nights, on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
Hey everybody, it's Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry, and we're going to be having a party as we celebrate something to be proud of in Marysville, Kansas on October the 12th. That's a Thursday, October the 12th, at the Landau Family Sports Complex. Can't wait to see you there. Come on, the party's on its way.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report.
Well, folks, thanks for joining us here on the Cake Steckline Report. The Senators Stabenow and Crapo from Idaho have introduced some legislation that might help bring some vets to some areas that need it. And boy, there's a bunch of areas that need it. Why? Because very few vets want to work outside the big city. Why? Two reasons, in my opinion. One came from this result that they found. Money. More money in the city to work on cats and dogs and those kinds of things. And I'm going to add a whole lot less work, too. I'll guarantee you that's a major reason, too. In any event, this bill is kind of interesting. It's called the Rural Veterinarian Workforce Act 2829. That's a Senate bill, 2829. Provides tax benefits to veterinarians to encourage them to practice in rural communities. And this will not only increase the care available to the livestock and poultry in those areas, but it also addresses food safety and public health concerns in those communities. Big deal, friends. Try to back it up with one of your senators, will you? Make a call or send them a note. Tell them to get behind it. A little help there sure wouldn't hurt anybody. Today, only about 3-4% of the vet school graduates pursue livestock or other food animal practice options. 3-4%. The rest all go for the big cities and the small animals. So there's a big need here, and there's a big shortage, no doubt about that.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hey Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
The competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Arkenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
And remember, when you buy Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. Tender use, on-site seed treatment, and the best service in the business. We truly care, and we test the products before you get them. Pioneer from Performance Ag, 785-313-3064.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Cooperatives are important to many farmers and rural communities. Director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center at K-State, Brian Brigeman, discusses cooperatives in Kansas and how they support their town. The quantity of co-ops in Kansas has decreased greatly since the mid-1900s.
To the 1950s, we had a total of 364 total co-ops. That was our peak here within Kansas for farmer co-ops. But since that time, through various reasons, I mean, agriculture has changed a lot. Today, we sit at 56 co-ops in the state of Kansas for farmer co-ops. So there's been a fair amount of change through the industry.
Brigeman says when it's a tough year for producers, it often impacts the cooperatives as well.
Well, if we look out across the state, it's not terribly surprising that if you're handling a lot of grain coming off of a pretty tough drought year, things are challenging. You know, for many farmer cooperatives, what drives a lot of the financials is handling volume. And when we have drought, that really can significantly hurt income statements, profitability, can hurt balance sheets when you look at a liquidity standpoint. So there are challenges out there, but there's certainly opportunities as well, too. As we look at, you know, all types of co-ops, whether a big co-op, a medium-sized co-op, or a small co-op, it's all about creating value and opportunities for our members.
He explains how co-ops can contribute to a town's well-being.
A while back, we did some research on just the economic impact of farmer cooperatives throughout the state. And one of the findings that came through that is that by creating a job at a farmer co-op, that helps support another job within the community. So it can actually help with job creation. And the thought process on that is through just that ripple effect, that if we have somebody employed within this community, that they're going to spend their money within that local community as well, which can help support a local grocery store, local hardware store. So that was one of the findings that we found. But it's also, you know, if you look out across the state, these local co-ops, you know, are a significant employer in rural areas, also pay a sizable amount of taxes, property taxes as well. So that also helps provide support to many of our rural communities within Kansas.
That was the director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center at K-State, Brian Brigeman, with the benefits of cooperatives in communities. October is a great time to keep cooperatives in mind because it is National Cooperative Month. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be on a special stockout sale Wednesday, October the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. The sale will feature over 175 Big Fancy Angus, Black White Face, Red Angus, and Charlie Angus cross, fall calving, first calf heifers with 30 to 75 day old Angus sire calves by side. This will be an outstanding offering of local, well cared for first calf heifers, of which several are AI sired, and most have had all their shots. Cow pairs include 23 black and sim Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old with Angus sired 30 to 60 day old calves. There'll be 9 red and red white face, Hereford sim and cross cows. 6 to 8 years old with 30 to 45 day old red Angus sired calves. Spring calving cows include 200 black, red Angus, and Charlotte cross cows, mostly 2 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and sim Angus, Hereford, and red Angus bulls for February March calving. All cattle will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. You can sign cattle for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, October the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029. Or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Autumn leaves don't change color as much as they reveal what's been there all along. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You promised.
I took the garbage out.
No, I'm talking about all the work we need to get done around here.
I know. We need a new roof and we need replacement windows.
How about a new bathroom and some overdue remodeling?
And how are we supposed to pay for all that?
My sister said she called Remodeling Loans and they were able to find her certified contractors.
That's great. But how'd she get the money to pay for all that?
Remodeling Loans offered zero interest for 60 months. They even have payment plans with zero down and zero deposit.
Looks like we're getting a home makeover.
Great. Now, if I only knew someone to call for a husband makeover.
Really?
Remodeling Loans is the number one leader in home improvement financing. Call 800-391-8140 today for a no-credit check, no-risk approval. Get approved today and we'll match you with the best contractors in your area. And remember, no deposit financing is now available. Call 800-391-8140. 800-391-8140.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 10th, the 283rd day of the year. Jazz pianist Thelonious Monk was born on this day 106 years ago. To show your true colors is a term that dates back to naval lore, when enemy ships would fly false colors as a means of deception. But we might also say that trees are showing their true colors in the fall. As the days shorten, photosynthesis stops. As we have all learned in school, that's the process that produces chlorophyll and the leaves' green pigment. As the green fades, the leaves' true colors are revealed. That's especially true for the yellow and gold leaves. The orange, red, and rust colors come from anthocyanin, a sort of natural sunscreen produced by trees to keep nutrient gathering going as long as possible. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY and 38 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs forecast in the middle 70s for today with a gradual warm-up trend.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs walked away with a victory in Minneapolis over the Vikings 27-20. Mahomes was 31 for 41 for 281 yards and two touchdowns. He has now beaten every team in the NFL except for the Kansas City Chiefs. Travis Kelce caught 10 balls for 67 yards and a touchdown, but he had a non-contact ankle injury in the second quarter. He was able to return to the game, though. If the season were to end today, the Kansas City Chiefs would be the top seed in the AFC, despite having the same records as the Dolphins, who have a conference loss. The Chiefs will move on a short week as they play the Denver Broncos at Arrowhead on Thursday Night Football. The Broncos lost 31-21 to the New York Jets with their former head coach Nathaniel Hackett as the Jets' offensive coordinator. The Chiefs have three straight AFC West matchups with the Broncos this Thursday, the Chargers the Sunday after that, and then the Broncos once again that time in Denver. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustyek Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
Boom! Big discounts, super low financing, and no payments until January 2024? That's right, you do! Right now, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Ford, or finance as low as 0% APR, and make no payments until January 2024. All this, plus the outstanding service you deserve from Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer 3 years running.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. NRRP 65325. Sale price 54325. Plus funds with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in. 0% APR financing. Select new Ford from 36 months. $27.78 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Interest accrues from purchases. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10/31/23.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. KU is back in the AP Top 25 poll at number 23 with Kentucky and the University of Miami behind them. Another Big 12 team, West Virginia, was just outside receiving 26 votes. The top five has changed with the loss to Texas. Georgia is still at number one. Michigan is still at number two. Ohio State is at three. Florida State at four. And the team that beat Texas, Oklahoma, is at number five. The largest jump by any team was Louisville, jumping 11 spots to number 14 from 25. And the largest fall is from the team that they beat, Notre Dame, dropping from number 10 to number 21. Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy discussed with the media about the wide receiver core and potentially some of the struggles that they go through.
For us, it's our job as coaches to put them in different spots to utilize their strengths. At the same time, they also know that they got to know these circles and spots within the offense.
Marysville girls tennis team won regional competition, hosting 10 teams this past weekend, with Shea Kramer first in singles, Grace Winkler placed fourth. In doubles, Rose Latta and Caden Spurgeon won first. Kate Fries and Aubrey Veering placed fourth. The 1-2-3A state tournament is in Topeka.
KNDY.